From the stage at K-Bay Cafe in downtown Homer, John Shipe rallies the crowd to support the demonstrators who call themselves water protectors.
Protectors. Yes, let's hear it for them. My goodness. What a way to stand up.
Shipe helped organize the No Dapple event in Homer that took place Saturday. He says after seeing photos and videos about what's going on in Cannonball, North Dakota, he knew he had to do something to help.
So I just decided, you know, heck, let's just try something. And Lucas just popped back in our world, and he showed up, and he had all these teepees of access. So we're trying to make that happen, because shelter is the big need down there, we've been told.
The Dakota Access Pipeline is a $3.7 billion, nearly 1,200-mile-long pipeline being built by a Texas-based corporation called Energy Transfer Partners. The pipeline would ship crude oil across four states. Clashes between police and the water protectors have resulted in more than 400 arrests, and violence has escalated in recent weeks. Officers have used mace, pepper spray, tear gas, and rubber bullets on the water protectors. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's ongoing lawsuit against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers claims that the agency didn't properly consult the tribe before granting permits for the project. The federal government requested a temporary halt to the construction of the project in September. The construction continued against the request. Lucas Wilcox, with Shining Light Kitchen, a disaster relief organization, also helped organize the event, he says, to raise awareness about the movement.
They're opposing Native nations that have come together to protect their water. It's kind of a further demonstration of a unification of people realizing the importance of the ecosystem over the access to oil.
They're raising funds to bring shelter to the camp in Cannonball before the frigid North Dakota winter sets in. Wilcox already visited the camp in October, where he fed water protectors through his nonprofit kitchen. He wants to go back, this time to deliver the teepees.
I just really appreciate such a conscious community working together to help such remote regions, and it's a great demonstration that the awareness of human beings is growing faster than the mechanism of civilization.
Wilcox estimates that around 200 people attended the event in Homer. Shipe says he hopes the event raised awareness about the No Dapple movement and that the situation will get better.
Oh, I hope they could, you know, find their way to make this peaceful. I think it's all going to start with forgiving and healing.
Demonstrators held a forgiving ceremony in front of the Morgan County Police Department in Mandan, North Dakota on Sunday. On Saturday, here in Homer, locals jammed out to John Shipe's reggae band, Uplift, to show their support for the water protectors.
Give the people what they want justice.
In Homer, I'm Casey Marsh.